I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Every year, the DNR holds open houses across the state to talk about game management with those who have the biggest stake in it, you and me, the license holders of West Virginia. And those meetings are set for next week. We'll talk about them coming up in a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Sportsman sectional meetings are next week. March 12th and 13th are the days that biologists and others at DNR are going to be available to talk about proposed bag limits, season dates, and other proposed game law changes that they'll make to the Natural Resources Commission next month. Covers many proposed change, but the ones that are most typically watched are those involving deer season. Biologists have created a new deer management plan.
We really kind of stepped back and took a lot of time and used the best science, the best analysis, a lot of GIS-based analysis to evaluate habitat and the sociological issues around the state. So we had the best science, the best, so we can make the best decisions in terms of where deer populations should be in each of the counties and in some cases in portions of counties.
That's Gary Foster, the game management supervisor at DNR, and he says this plan clearly calls for harvesting more antlerless deer.
Historically, you know, we've just run a lot of deer on the landscape, and we have struggled to get those populations in line where they need to be, and we feel that this regulation should knock those harvests up by, you know, maybe 30% or 30-40% possibly, and those counties can tolerate that.
And the specific regulation he's talking about there is the biggest change for the deer season regs this fall. It involves those counties where the antlerless deer season is the most liberal. Bag limits in those counties for antlerless deer this year will be 3, but there's more.
In these counties, a hunter, an archery hunter, before an archery hunter or a buck hunter could pursue a second antler deer, they would be required to kill an antlerless deer first.
Now, it's the first time there's ever been a qualifier to kill a buck in West Virginia, although other states have similar laws.
Primarily geared toward those counties that historically, you know, were still 40 or 50% below projected antlerless deer harvest.
You can talk more about it with the DNR personnel at the sectional meetings that'll start next week, and you can find out where those are being held near you on the DNR website, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.